This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Veterans needing assistance could soon have more housing if a local project is able to expand. A city commission backed the Veterans Outreach of Wisconsin's plan to add 9 tiny homes to their existing village, with some funding already in place. The nonprofit says units are ready to support veterans with basic living needs and shared community space. A missing persons case in Wind Point has ended in tragedy. Police say 29-year-old Marquise Young was found dead along Lake Michigan after weeks of searching. He'd been visiting family in Wisconsin and was originally from North Carolina. A Kenosha man accused in a deadly attack is now being held on a $2 million bond. Prosecutors say Dale Dahlia killed his ex-girlfriend and seriously injured her current boyfriend in a separate attack. A plan to fund neighborhood improvements in Racine is getting mixed reactions. City leaders are considering shifting money between tax districts to support redevelopment and infrastructure projects. Supporters say it'll help struggling areas, while critics worry about the overuse of that funding method. A Milwaukee woman is facing charges after state prosecutors say she stole more than $2 million from Medicaid. Investigators claim she billed for care that never happened. They say she used the money on businesses, luxury items, and a high-end car. And Kenosha is asking for public input as they plan for the future. There's a workshop today on the city's 2050 plan. The discussion will help shape the city's long-term outlook, including talk about housing, transportation, and development. There will be more community meetings like this scheduled throughout the summer. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. Governor Tony Evers says tourism is booming in Wisconsin, and he's taking a tour to show why it matters. His latest stop was the Cable Natural History Museum, where he met with local leaders during National Travel and Tourism Week.
I'm just amazed at the work that local folks are doing to bring people to Wisconsin. Obviously, it's a tourism place, but it's one of these tourism activities that really you're learning at the same time.
According to the state, tourism generated over $25 billion last year and continues to grow. The governor says expanding outdoor recreation has been a key focus since he took office. Drivers across Wisconsin are being warned to stay alert as deer activity increases and crashes spike this time of year. State data shows nearly 18,000 deer-related crashes last year, with some of the highest numbers in counties like Waukesha, Washington, Sheboygan, and Dane. Officials say deer are especially active in May and can move unpredictably across roads. Drivers are urged to slow down, use headlights at dawn and dusk, and avoid swerving to reduce the risk of serious crashes. Wisconsin continues to hold the record for the top cranberry producer, supplying more than 60% of the U.S. crop. The findings come from the Wisconsin Cranberry Board's annual harvest assessment. Over 250 licensed growers across 19 counties produced 4.8 million barrels of cranberries in 2025. The total for the entire country reached about 7.5 million barrels. This is the 31st consecutive year with Wisconsin as the nation's top producer. The industry generates $1 billion in economic impact each year and supports more than 4,000 jobs statewide. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
A new coach for the Bucks. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens in Milwaukee, where the Bucks introduced Taylor Jenkins as their new head coach. Jenkins asked, do they know if Giannis will be back?
Obviously, we have big, important decisions as a team and organization over the course of the summer. We're going to have great dialogue with all of our players, Giannis included. But that's the belief and trust I have with this group right here. I know the belief and trust that they have in me that we're going to have those appropriate conversations and navigate important decisions for not just now, but the future.
NFL, Packers GM Brian Gutekunst on NFL Radio asked, how are Micah Parsons and tight end Tucker Kraft doing coming back from ACL surgery?
Yeah, no, they're doing great. You know, Tuck's been here every day, and he's obviously a little bit ahead of schedule just because his injury happened quite earlier than Micah's did. But Micah is such a he's a little bit of a freak, so I think some of that's taken over, and he's doing really well as well. So certainly expect both those guys back early in the season, and it'll be a big part of what we're doing moving forward.
That's the Packers' Brian Gutekunst with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be partly to mostly cloudy today with an isolated shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Our high in the mid to upper 50s today. Tonight, partly cloudy, down to around 38 tomorrow, partly cloudy, scattered showers with a high of 64. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.